Doug.
Here we have the Limu Emu in its natural habitat, helping people customize their car insurance and save hundreds with Liberty Mutual. Fascinating. It's accompanied by his natural ally, Doug.
Limu? Is that guy with the binoculars watching us?
Cut the camera. They see us.
Only pay for what you need at LibertyMutual.com.
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Savings vary. Underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates. Excludes Massachusetts.
All right, champions. Welcome back to Spartan Mindset. Logan Cruz here, your daily dose of motivation and real talk. We're tackling something crucial today, self-care. Now, before you roll your eyes and think, oh, here comes another preachy podcast about bubble baths and lavender scents, stick with me. This isn't just about pampering yourself, although that's nice sometimes. It's about building resilience, sharpening your mental armor, and becoming a freaking unstoppable force in every aspect of life. Because, let's face it, we live in a world that constantly throws punches. Deadlines, stress, relationships, societal pressures, it can feel like you're running an obstacle course every single day. And if you don't prioritize your mental health, you'll get knocked down faster than you can say, Spartan warrior. So what are the key takeaways here? Buckle up, because this is going to be good. Number one, self-care isn't selfish, it's essential. Think of it like this. Your car needs regular maintenance to run smoothly, right? Well, your mind is no different. Neglecting your mental health is like ignoring that check engine light. Eventually, you're going to break down completely. Number two, it's about identifying what fuels Y-O-U. One size fits all doesn't apply here. Maybe it's an hour of intense exercise, a quiet walk in nature, diving into a good book, or simply disconnecting from the digital world for a bit. Find your recharge button and hit it regularly. Number three, it's not about perfection, it's about progress. You don't have to become a Zen master overnight. Start small. Even 5 minutes of focused breathing can make a difference. Consistency is key here, folks. Make self-care a non-negotiable part of your daily routine. Number four, learn to say no. This one's tough, I know. But overcommitting yourself drains your energy and leaves no room for true self-care. Remember, it's okay to prioritize your well-being. You don't have to be everything to everyone all the time. And finally, number five, be kind to yourself. Talk to yourself like you would talk to a good friend. Celebrate your wins, big and small. Acknowledge your struggles without judgment. Remember, you're human, and that's perfectly okay. Think about a time when you were feeling overwhelmed, stressed, anxious, maybe even burned out. You know that feeling when your mind is racing and you can't seem to shut it off? Ever feel like you're constantly running on fumes? That's where self-care comes in. It's not a luxury. It's a necessity for survival. Imagine this. You're training for an intense competition, right? Are you going to neglect your nutrition and sleep because you think it'll make you tougher? Hell no. You'd fuel your body with the best foods, prioritize rest, and even schedule in some mental downtime. Your mind is just as important as your physical body. It deserves the same level of care and attention. So, how do we translate this into our everyday lives? Let's say you have a big presentation coming up at work. Instead of hitting the snooze button and scrambling to get ready, try waking up earlier to enjoy a quiet cup of coffee and plan out your day. Take a few minutes before the presentation to practice deep breathing exercises. Remember, clear head, calm focus, rock that presentation. Self-care isn't about becoming some mystical guru. It's about making conscious choices that support your mental well-being. It's about recognizing your limits and setting boundaries. It's about finding joy in the little things and celebrating your achievements. Remember, champions, you are capable of incredible things. But to truly unleash your potential, you need a strong mind and body working as one. So, prioritize self-care, cultivate resilience, and keep pushing forward. You've got this. And don't forget to share this episode with someone who needs to hear it. Let's spread the message of mental well-being together. Leave a review. If you found value in today's discussion, it helps others discover the show. Until next time, stay strong, stay focused, and keep dominating every day.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.